And today we hear the lesson that you'll find printed on our little sheet for today, taken from Paul's letter to Titus, the third chapter, beginning with verse 4. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When I was a seminary student on campus, one of our professors was teaching both in the seminary and here at the college. He was teaching a religion course here. And he assigned us seminary students a very interesting project. He lined us up with one student from his religion classes here at the college, and we were supposed to sit down and interview them. And I still remember the young lady I interviewed. She was about a head taller than me, which is probably most of the women at the time. And she was about a head taller than me, and I sat down to interview her. And during the interview, before we actually got into it, it was going to be kind of a fake interview to teach me how to evangelize. I started asking her some basic questions. The two questions that our professor had wanted us to ask the students were these. The first one was this: if you died tonight, what do you think would happen to you? And in the course of our conversation, I brought that up. And she said, well, I really don't know. I'm just not totally sure. I'd like to think I would go to heaven, but I'm not sure. The second question that I was to ask her was this: on what basis do you expect that, if you do expect to go to heaven, on what basis do you expect that God will let you into heaven? And she again kind of stumbled at it. And she thought about it a little bit, and she said, well, I've certainly tried to be a pretty good person. I don't think I've done any really big, bad things wrong. I've led a fairly clean life. I know I'm not perfect, but I guess nobody is. So hopefully, I guess God would think that I've done enough. Now, those are just natural responses we have in us. If you took a clipboard out and went out in the neighborhoods up here in the hilltop and just went door to door, the majority of people would answer those questions the same way. I hope I go to heaven, and I think I've tried to be a good person and hopefully have done enough. We like to think about getting to heaven ourselves like climbing a ladder. And if I do enough things, it's kind of like each rung that I do, and hopefully I finally have done enough that I reach God in heaven someday so that God will ultimately let me in. St. Paul, in the little reading that we have today, talks about the works of righteousness that we have done. And what that means is all the things we think we can do that are so good before God, these good things that we do. The trouble is, if we look at this ladder of trying to climb ourselves to heaven, if we really are honest with ourselves and look at the ladder closely enough, we will see that the rungs are rotting, they're cracking, they're made of balsa wood. Just think of how often, when I was a little child, that I lied to my mom and dad. Just think how often that I have had selfish ambition and selfish thoughts that's there to glorify and to please me. How often my eyes have looked at things that God clearly would say are wrong. That's just a little bit of a start. If any of us think that somehow by climbing the ladder of our goodness that we're going to reach God in heaven someday to be let in, we are going to fall miserably into the abyss. Listen to what the Bible says about people who look at it that way. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous, that means good enough to be led into heaven. There is no one righteous, not even one. So this ladder that people try to construct to God is going to fall apart. But thanks be to God, God has constructed a ladder that goes from heaven down to earth and has reached us. It is a rescue ladder. And it's through the work of his Son, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh inside of Mary's womb, lived a holy, perfect life in our place, took his body and ultimately died on the cross, where God the Father poured all of his just anger against every sin that you and I have ever done in our whole life and crushed him with that justice for us, so that all of our sins could be completely paid for before the throne of God. And through faith in that Savior, now we have the promise of going to heaven. This is the ladder that God, from heaven, has extended down to us on earth. And where that ladder touches us is where the gospel comes to us, where this wonderful news about Jesus comes to us. And it's for everybody here today. Where that ladder touches us, the Word of God, and today as we see as well through the waters of baptism, there the Holy Spirit causes us to grab onto that ladder, and God takes us up ultimately to heaven. So that, as Paul says, we should become heirs of eternal life. Just think of that. You maybe have some pretty awesome things you're going to inherit from your parents and grandparents someday, but how about that? Eternal life. Life forever with God and with the angels. You inherit it. It's a gift. It's a present. Just because your gracious God has been so kind to you and dropped this ladder down now into your life. Listen again to how that ladder has reached us. According to his mercy, Paul says, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, baptism today is not us somehow trying to reach for God. It's just the opposite. It's God reaching down to us. And as we now observe a baptism, let us each be reminded of that wonderful gift in our lives. Amen.